In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Daredevil,
Catholic Church shifts attitudes toward gay,
Netflix providing 4K video,
Mechaphile making love to 700 cars.
Yes, and all these and more coming up next.
Bear Podcast, 539.
Hey, all you bears!
He's texting to bump into Big Hairy Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to get something scrub there to fix it for you.
Should I do a podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute,
white. That's two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
That's Robbie.
It's Robbie. It's episode 539. It's a Tuesday, October 14th, 2014. So, how are you, Ray? How are you?
Doing okay, man. How are you doing?
Great. I had a good weekend. But Mike was here.
Well, that's good.
Mike was here for this weekend. Okay, we did something gay. Okay.
Unlike every other weekend.
Yeah, that's right. So Mike was in town, and last Saturday we watched Erasure at the Bio City. What is it? Bio
City Music Hall.
Music Hall.
Yeah.
It used to be Verizon Wireless Theater. Now it's Bio City Music Hall.
How was old Andy Bell?
He was still the same, scary and skanky, but yeah, he was still good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was still funny.
How did he look?
Chubbier.
He's chubbier.
Well, he's chubbier. Good. Yeah.
Last time he was through town. I think didn't the concert get canceled and they had to reschedule it because he got sick?
Oh, I heard about that.
Last year, the year before last?
Yeah, I guess so. and, you know, who's his keyboardist? Anyway, the Erasure is two of them, right?
Yeah, I don't know. All I remember is Andy Bell.
And he's got two girls behind her to sing.
Do you have him hit high notes now?
Yeah, background, no, not really. But, you know, background. Voices, backing vocals, so it was a lot of fun. And you know, there were a lot of straight couples who were there, and there was this big Bubba Bear with his wife.
Yeah.
But then he was gaying it up, like always I wanna be with you. That's what it was like that. He was kind of dancing, and then oh my god, it's gotta be gay. But then no, he started making out after the concert. He started making out with the girl.
He just wasn't drunk and he wasn't his fag hag, and he was trying to relive the 80s.
Well, maybe. But then it was so weird because, you know, he was making out with his girlfriend if he was really gay. Maybe.
You should have went and say, slapped him and knocked her out of the way and say, you're too gay for that.
And there's a lot, either that or Asians. There were a bunch of Asians behind us, Mike and I, so. So, of course, Mike was drooling.
Cool. Mike wasn't even facing the stage. He was turning around facing the Asian.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, they were kind of obnoxious, though, because they kept shouting, respect, respect. You know, he just wanted him to sing respect. But
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
No, not that respect. But, yeah, we did that. Lots of gay
but
guys.
Respect was one of the closing songs, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And the front act, the one that played before them was something Muse, this Destructive Muse or something. I forgot the name, but they're pretty cool. They're Erasure-esque. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like Erasure-ish.
Yeah,
but they're pretty good. They have a kind of a bald redhead with a beard and everything. He was playing guitar.
Everybody has beards these days.
I know why. Which would probably go to our topic later. What have you been up to?
What have I been to? Not much this weekend. We worked around the house, knocked out some projects around here. Went and saw The Equalizer.
Oh, okay.
It was basically an updated movie of the TV show for you that grew up in the 80s. Or maybe that's early 90s. Equalizer.
It was late 80s.
Probably watched it because it was a big old white old English bear.
I did. It was Edward Woodward. Mm-hmm. Oh, I liked it. I liked him. And one of the weird reasons why I did watch The Equalizer back then, because I kept seeing the music score was done by Stewart Copeland from The Police. So I always thought, oh, he's gonna be doing a cameo here, or he's gonna come up at some scene or something. But because I during that time I really loved The Police, and then he didn't. But of course, he was just doing the music score.
Pigs no more.
I don't like the pigs anymore. Just the police. Yeah, so this time it's Denzel Washington. How was the acting? I mean, how was...
To me, it's like an updated version of watching the TV show, because I used to watch it when I was much, much younger.
Yeah.
And prettier. Okay. Back in my erasure days. Erasure
days.
But, I mean, it's basically an updated modern-day version of The Equalizer. I was like, you could have took and did a made-for-TV movie and a bit about the same.
Yeah. I wanted to watch it, but I don't know if it live up to what The Equalizer is supposed to be.
I think so. Like I said, I mean, it was like basically watching an updated 2-hour movie of the TV show. So
okay,
there's no gratuitous nudity or sex or anything like that. They just
yeah. But back then, with Edward Woodward, I think he had some love interests back then. He was making out with girls or something. I can't remember, but he was kind of a bearish English guy with bad teeth.
Yeah. So. Where were you Sunday night?
Sunday night? Oh, where did I go? Why can't I just stay in?
I know. There's a reason you stayed in. Why was that?
Football.
No.
We played football.
Fail. Walking Dead.
It's The Walking Dead. Oh, my God. So, did you watch it?
Yeah. Did I
watch it? Oh, my God. Did I watch it?
Girl.
When you knew when it comes to, you know, when they were lined up getting killed and everything. You know, when it comes to, you know, to the characters. All right,
here's some spoilers. So if you haven't watched it, you better fast forward to the show now or go watch or stop and go watch the damn episode and come back. So, but I think most people watched it because it had the highest rating ever.
Oh, yeah.
Of a series premiere. So
that's pretty good.
But a couple things that are very interesting. Did you see on Facebook Day? And one of the zombies that was walking that they got a close up to, I was like, God, that kind of looks like Andrea.
Andrea? Really? No
and
way.
Somebody brought it up on Facebook today, and I hadn't had a chance to go look at the link.
I'll have to look again.
So, but it's a blonde haired girl in the same type shirt that looks like Andrea. Except she has no lower jaw and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, maybe. But I was like, was it her? Does she do a cameo? But I didn't even pick up until I watched Talking Dead.
Oh, you're right. I want to watch Talking Dead this time.
Is that, you know, when they're at the trough?
Mm-hmm.
The blonde-haired dude?
Yeah.
That's the Penguin from Gotham City. And he was the drugged-out dude that when... what's her name? What's the white-haired woman's name? Carol.
Carol.
When Carol got... When Rick gave her the boot, you know, they were together and they found that couple, the girl and male couple.
Yeah, yeah.
The blonde-haired... That was him.
Oh.
He'd made it to Terminus and...
Oh, that's right.
Because remember, they were the potheads or whatever, drug kids or stuff.
And yeah.
The girl got eaten, I think. They tried to save her, and she'd went and got eaten.
God, that's
and they were going to take him back with him, and then the guy just took off. They gave him stuff, took off, and then that's when he kicked Carol to the curb and sent her off on her merry way.
Oh, yeah, I remember now, yeah.
So because like, when he first showed up and he looked down at Rick, I was like, why don't I recognize him? Where in the hell is he from?
Uh-huh.
But I didn't realize it was the guy from Gotham until they said something about it on Walking Dead. But when I saw him on the screen, I was like, he's familiar. Has he been there before? Is he a previous character?
See, I got to watch Talking Dead, too. I'll probably add that in. So, yeah, for me, that kind of redeemed it. I wish the guy's playing Abraham was bigger, because in the comic books, Abraham, you know, the big burly guy, the military guy, his burlier is bigger as a big bear, but...
Well, Abraham, the guy's kind of a big bear. He's just kind of smooth. He's not hairy.
Yeah, that's true. He's kind of smooth. But he's kind of small. I mean, he was wearing a tank top and everything. Didn't look so muscular.
Didn't do it for you?
Not too much.
Oh, okay.
I think though, Eugene, even I like Eugene even more, actually.
Eugene?
The mullet guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eugene. Is that Eugene?
I think about that for you.
Yeah. But anyway, Walking Dead, if you guys are watching it.
So another show, have you watched The Flash yet?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I think it's a good start. And I think I like the way they portrayed metahumans, that how they had the powers. Because you have to have some kind of origins. And this is a good origin for everyone to have powers. Because
metahumans is the equal of DC's version of mutants in the Marvel Universe.
Marvel, yeah.
So,
So we know in the Marvel Universe, you have mutants having powers. Fine. How about in DC? How did people have their powers?
Well, they're metahumans, and that came up at some point in the '80s or late '80s or early '90s in DC, if I remember.
Metahumans meaning They that's were normal people. Humans. They got doused with radiation, got hit by lightning.
Something happened and it kicked in some kind of power.
Okay.
Something like that, yeah.
Kind of weird, but yeah. So this explains it more. I mean, it's a better way to portray.
Excuse me.
Oh my God. Just at this. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Allergies. It's that time of the year.
Yeah, mine is already controlled so far. Bless you. Anyway, so yeah, it's fun. Flash. Oh my God. I when is the next one? The next
tonight.
Time? Tonight? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. We can watch it tonight. We'll see. Yeah. All right. So, just what else happened to you?
That's it.
That's it. Pretty much.
That was it. But I see a note here about you playing World of Warcraft again.
That's right. Is okay.
Johnny Lay, you've got a bad influence.
No, it's not. It's actually Scrum Bear. Scrum Bear got me into playing WoW again because, okay, I don't know yet. It's just very early at this stage, but I think I'm going to do some programming for WoW. That's what I'm planning to do today. This for the next few weeks.
Set your character up yet?
Yeah, I have my character. I'm on Eonar server.
Are you a female elf?
Oh, I'm an elf. I'm a male elf. I can't remember. I said human. It's an elf. I think it's a human. Human elf. Male elf.
Are you sure it's male?
Yeah, it's male.
Because, you know, some of our people that used to play WoW, a couple of their characters were female.
It's like Johnny's, right? Johnny's character is female, walking around.
So I was like...
Gets raped all the time, but all along he was a guy, and he loved it. Oh, I think that's the reason why! He pretends to be a girl, so when he hooks up online, but it's actually a guy. So
can
he like
have sex online?
Not in WoW. But I think you can do that on Second Life. It's just like WoW, but you run around.
I know. Wasn't it WoW they changed so you could have same-sex marriages?
Oh, I think either that or... No, not WoW. As far as I know, it's Second Life. Second Life is also like WoW. But
I think Final Fantasy, they set it up so characters could get married. And one of the things was they were like, well, we're gay and we want to get married. And they're like, and then they went and changed it. It was like one of the first... But I thought that was WoW. I can't remember if it's WoW or Final Fantasy, so...
But anyway, yeah, I might be playing a little bit of WoW. Not much in questing. I'm doing some programming, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right, so another...
So are you an elf mage?
No, I'm a... Wait a second. I think I am. Not a warrior. I think a rogue. I think my character is a rogue. Yes, it is a rogue. Mine is a rogue elf, I think. That's what my character is.
Them damn rogue elves.
Anyway, okay, so...
Kit, WoW, Ebola, right there.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that Ebola. We were talking about Ebola earlier. But anyway, so last night, I went out with Mike and Dave and Jason. We went out for dinner. And I got a message from Caesar from Chicago. And it said, look, your hubby is on Muscle Chubs. So I started looking at Muscle Chubs. Let me see. So, oh yeah, I need to turn on my Bluetooth keyboard. So, I did go to Muscle Chubs, and long and behold, I see Mike.
Did you find me?
No, not yet.
Good.
Are you on Muscle Chubs?
No, I hope not. My picture seemed to show up.
You're neither a chub nor muscly, right?
Right.
All right. See, these are really big, big, beefy bears. My God.
But see, that's not a chubby guy. That's just a big, beefy guy.
Yeah, I know. See? Ooh, that's cute. And then there's a lot of them, of course. There's a picture of Mike at
gym in St. Louis and
where is it?
New Orleans.
No. He was at the Drench Fur. From Drench Fur. So, yeah, Mike's a muscle chub now. Thank you, Caesar.
So it's one of those Asian chasers from.
Yeah. His picture is from Drench Fur with the water falling on his belly.
Oh, okay.
And from the.
What's that got to do with muscles? That ain't working out. He's just in the water.
He works out.
Was Dave
right,
jealous?
Mike?
Was Dave jealous?
But he's not a muscle chub. Oh my God, Dave is in muscle. Is he a muscle chub now?
I don't know. Dave, are you a muscle chub?
Or is just a chub?
I didn't say that. He said that.
Love you, Dave. Okay.
Don't come giving me grief, man. I didn't say it.
Okay, let's go with the next topic here.
Okay. Instinct magazine came out. Is being a bear more desirable in some towns than others? Do you think it's better to be a bear in some towns other than others?
this is what my opinion would be if you're in the city or if you're in California or if you're in your San Diego, San Francisco, or New York or big cities maybe. I don't know. Maybe you're not so much. But probably if you're in the northern part, maybe if you're in the cold areas, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Why? What do you think?
Oh, no, I think so. I think some cities are better. Bears get treated better than others. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it also depends on that city's definition of a bear. Like the definition of a bear in San Diego to me is a different definition of a bear here in Houston.
Actually, the definition of a bear in Europe also, like in Amsterdam, it's different also. Yeah. It's really just muscle bears with beards. And you see that also in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, there are muscle bears with beards and everything. So. But if you're in other places, you're just an unshaven. Remember, unshaven is the new bear. Mm-hmm. That's the new that we see online now, or whichever.
Yeah, basically anymore. If you got hair, you're a bear anymore for some reason. Okay.
Maybe covering your face.
I'm not covering my face. I pull it up so I can read it better because my eyes are tired.
Oh, okay.
Let's
see this.
So I'll start the article.
Okay, go to
This is the guy writing the article. I'm the type of gay that doesn't care for his body style, and I'm sure I'm not alone. So we try to change, become gym bunnies, eat better, wax, and get hair treatments. Okay, I do some of that, not all of that.
You wax?
No. I remember a time when I was down to a 30-inch waist and broad shoulders with a 46-inch chest. I think I was 13. I felt and looked great, or so people told me. I've always been a big boy, so my family was shocked to see me fit and trim. Their responses are you okay? Are you healthy? Feeling well? Meanwhile, I was getting more attention from the guys that I found desirable. Fit, buff, muscular, smooth men. And in turn, that made him happy. That made the writer happy.
Or gay.
Yes.
Gay is happy.
Responsibilities, lives, and schedules change, and I'm sure I can think of more excuses. But the weight and waist increase to a current level I'm not happy about. But maybe it's okay. Is being a bear more desirable in some cities than others? Things might be looking up with the tide turning to bears being more accepted.
Yeah.
They might have their dedicated bear hotel wing and bear pool parties at Gay Days Orlando and their own weeks and weekends in places like Provincetown,
yep.
Algonquin, Goodville, Fort Lauderdale, and the list keeps growing. Go to any bear site and you will see their yearly calendars and more full and planned out than any Circuit Boys annual list of functions, which is true. Every weekend there seems to be some bear event somewhere.
There's a bear event every week.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
I recently started conversing with a guy on, you know, one of those apps. Something he said made me relook at where I live and maybe what time we lived in. He said, "You're so lucky bears run this town." I was a little shocked to hear this, but I wasn't about to argue with this sexy young guy.
Ah.
He was speaking of Wilton Manors, Florida. Second in the U.S. for its percentage of gay residents as proportional to total population, about 14%. I was thinking, sure, there are bear-themed nights and predominantly bear clientele in many of the bars, but running this town? Well, clearly he may have been a little skewed since he was talking to me, a bear, and he was attracted to bears, but he may have a point.
Okay, let me just really quick say about Wilton Manors, because Mike always go to Wilton Manors there in Florida.
Now we know why Mike goes to Wilton Manors.
Every December he goes there, but then he couldn't book. He goes to Coconut Cove, mm-hmm. but then it got closed. He found out a week ago. He's just surprised. But yeah.
Why did it get closed?
Oh, I don't know. Bankrupt maybe? I'm not sure. They sold the place? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay. Good.
Anyway. Okay. This is something I need to look into more. Can gay subsection run a town? Can a town have a predominantly type of gay man residing in it? And could bears be taking over in some towns? I recently read a commentary by Al McKay. Is that Mamba?
Of Mamba.
.com.
It's not Nambla. It's Mamba.
Mamba.com, okay. Where he speaks of Cape Town, South Africa, becoming more bear-centric. He writes... Scroll on down there because my computer's been slow. This is the time for bears. Bears and wolves and... We got wolves now?
Yep.
Otters and all the other animal-themed, hair-based gay typologies that I've probably never heard of. And even though I'm surprised by how we got here, I'm delighted to have arrived. I've always found body hair incredibly hot. Hairy legs and forearms will get any boy a second date. The hairy treasure trail down the stomach sets my heart aflutter, and hairy chest has the power to make my face flush.
Oh, wow.
And now, with unstoppable force of cultural trend, we're delving even deeper into the world of body hair. Manscaping is no longer even a thing. It's better now not to trim at all, to have thick, wild, luscious pubes to relish hairy asses.
I don't know about luscious pubes. Wild.
I
know.
I think stuff needs to be...
thick, wild, luscious pubes. What's a
trim slightly. Robbie gets on me all the time because I trim my stuff. I don't shave, but I keep it trimmed.
You should trim it. I trim mine.
Well, Asians have that Asian bush thing, so y'all have to watch out for that.
Well, too. We do control it.
I mean, because sometimes you got all bush and no fruit.
What do you mean? Bitch!
Trim that shit.
Oh, my God. So, okay.
But I trim for another reason. I trim so I don't have crotch odor.
Oh, more hair causes crotch odor?
Well, I've noticed that when there's more hair and it's thicker and stuff down there, it's a stronger smell. So I keep it trimmed so it doesn't...
But don't guys like that?
Well, I only have one I have to worry about. So, and he likes it. And
he likes that smell.
But I don't like it when I go to use the bathroom and unzip my pants and I smell my crotch.
That bad when your hair is long?
Yes.
You can smell your crotch?
Especially in the summertime because I sit at a desk with my legs closed all the time in a chair and I sweat.
Take note, okay?
So.
If Ray doesn't trim, he smells down there.
So, that's right.
Thank you, Ray, for that info. So, TMI. Okay. TMI. Anyway, so...
So anyway, here we go. I got lost in what we're talking about now. So anyway, where'd we go?
Go to the end. You got to read the whole thing.
Yeah. As for bears running Wilton Manors, Cape Town, or any other town, is that possible? My opinion is still not formulated. Does your town have a more predominant type of gay man living in it? Would it hurt or help a city to be known as a twink town, bear den, jockville, or circuit boy city? To go back to my original question, is being a bear more desirable in some towns than others? According to some, it is, but according to others, like Al McKay, it may be just a trend. What's your opinion? Does your town have predominant type of gay man?
What do you mean it's a trend? I mean, it's been around for the longest time.
But I think it's getting to that point where, and we realized this when we were going through our 30s, that all those party Twinkie muscle boys got tired of going to the gyms because they were getting older and they couldn't do a circuit party, so they started getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Now they're all bears.
And they're bears in their 40s.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. They were circuit party boys in the 30s, and now they're... Well, some of drag queens, even. I remember some of them are. Yeah. So, yeah. I see what you're saying.
So now it's changing, I think, the perception. But and I think, you know, I think it's all going to be depending on a town. I think if you have a college town, I don't think it's going to be a bear-centric town.
How about Austin? Austin is kind of a bear-centric. Not so much. Not as much Dallas. Dallas, a lot of bears in Dallas. And,
yeah.
But in Austin, not so much, you're right.
Dallas is known for being more cliquish.
Cliquish.
Standoffish type place, whether you bear, twink, muscle, or whatever. That's always been the perception you get from Dallas.
And
everybody thinks Houston's a slut town, big, like, mesh pot of stuff.
But isn't it? Kidding. But Houston, so, there's a big amount of bears for chasers in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that. And in Dallas, there's lots of bear for bear. What I do know, what I've heard back then in Chicago, is the same thing also. It's a bear for bear town. And not so much bear for chaser.
What about San Diego? I think from what I've experienced, I've had in San Diego, it was more muscle bearish thing, and there is not too many. It's like bear on bear thing, and not many bear chaser thing.
Yeah,
at least that's what Carl has informed me.
Yeah,
over the years. So, okay. Carl, let us know.
All right, let's continue with the next one.
Okay, entertainment. All right.
Here, take this.
So,
what is this? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the Daredevil New York Comic-Con panel video and footage details, first official images revealed. You know what? This is one of the Marvel characters that I do really like. I like, you know, he's one of those metahumans. He's not a mutant. He gained his power because of some kind of accident from a chemical spill or a hazardous material. It spilled from a truck and hit his eyes, blinded him, but he's got powers. That's pretty much it. So production on Daredevil, which will be the first chapter in this newly formed Defenders shared universe, began over the summer, but details remain relatively scarce. Is it scarce or scarce?
Scarce.
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 In the Philippines, we say scarce, but scarce. Okay, scarce.
My grandma said scarce.
Oh, that's what you said. That's what old people say. We know that Charlie Cox will portray Matt Murdock, or Daredevil, with Vincent D'Onofrio as Wilson Fisk, the Kingpin. Oh, he's got to be a big bear. Eldon Henson as Foggy Nelson, and Deborah Ann Wall as Karen Page. Still, little was known about the overarching storyline for or how Cox will look into in the iconic red suit. Who was the last one? Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck used to be Daredevil. Now he's going to be Batman.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
Jumping but most from... people didn't like his Daredevil.
He's okay. No, not so much. I don't think so either. So that isn't until the cast, along with the Marvel's head of television, Jeff Loeb, and Daredevil showrunner, Steve DeKnight, showed up at New York Comic Con to discuss the series and preview early footage. God, we're going to read the whole thing. It's going to be...
No. Just hit some of the highlights. That's what I put in there that was talking about.
Okay. So first is Jeff Loeb says Marvel has a special relationship with New York City since many of the stories take place in the Big Apple. Yeah. New York has been instrumental in making Daredevil possible. Marvel has been shooting on the streets and apartments and on the rooftops. Really? That'd be exciting to be a...
Yeah. Now, this is all Netflix show, so if you don't have Netflix, you won't be able to watch it when it comes out next year.
Oh, it's all Netflix. It's like Arrested Development or House of Cards. It's produced by Netflix.
Yeah. Orange is the New Black.
Or Orange is the New Black. So he...
all those cool storylines.
Okay, so he reiterates that Daredevil is the first of 5 series from Netflix with Jessica Jones, Luke Cage. Really? Mm-hmm. Luke Cage? Iron Fist? Iron Fister. Yeah. And the Defenders team up to follow. Loeb states that despite that people might have heard of on the internet, neither Jessica Jones or Luke Cage have been cast yet.
So that's looks like it's going to be a pretty good thing.
So they already have a projection that it's going to be a Defenders now. Yeah. So if they have Marvel, then they're going to have Defenders, but both are Marvel.
There's people in here make up part of the Defenders. So.
Yeah,
and true. I never really followed the Defenders. So.
Yeah, I never did either.
I had the Avengers and the West Coast Avengers, and then I followed my Legion of Superheroes, DC, and all that stuff. And it just got to be.
I used to have West Coast Avengers. A friend of mine.
I might have a couple of Defenders over there in the boxes, but not too many, I don't think. So
anyway, are we going to end this, or are we going to continue?
That is it.
All right. So if you have any comments on this, on Daredevil, or on other topics that we talked about, email us or call us. Okay. On with the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay, let's do the gay.
You do this when you're Catholic.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a non-practicing Catholic. Okay, Catholic Church in remarkable shift in attitude towards gays. So Catholic bishops are showing unprecedented openness to accepting the real lives of many Catholics today, saying gays have gifts to offer the church.
And tithes.
And should be accepted, and there are positive aspects to couples living together without being married. So a 2-week meeting of bishops on family issues arrived at its halfway point Monday with a document summarizing the closed-door debate so far. No decisions were announced, but the tone of the preliminary document was one of almost revolutionary acceptance rather than condemnation, with the aim of guiding Catholics toward the ideal of lasting marriage. So basically, what they're saying here is that let's relax a bit on the gays.
Yeah.
because they do help in the churches. They're, oh my God, like at our church in Manila, it's a Catholic church, and many are gay musicians. Well, I was a musician too. I was a musical director, and about three other musical directors, they're all gay, and many members are. There was one time a priest was very effeminate. We had, I remember that, yeah.
They try to touch you?
No, they're not, because they're celibate. I remember there was even a, I think it's here in the U.S., it's either in the U.S. or somewhere, that he is gay. He says that he is gay, but he does not act on it. That's what he was saying.
Well, that's what a lot of people are gay and don't act on it. Well, there are a lot of people out there that are priests, or, well, I can say priests, but they're gay and straight and they act on it.
Priests that are gay and straight. What?
Yeah, they're gay and straight, and they act on those. I mean, there are priests out there that have sexual relations
with women
and men. So, I mean, it's, I think it's one of those things. I mean, the whole thing was they're supposed to be celibate, which is something the church started to save money, but...
Yeah, that's true. But then, you know...
Because originally they were not celibate.
They were not celibate?
No, originally priests could be married.
And they just don't want to deal with a lot of things?
Well, no. The problem would happen, you'd have these priests, and they'd build these huge... cathedrals and stuff, and they'd get all these gifts and stuff from the people, and when they died, the wives and family got all the stuff the church didn't.
Oh, so that's why.
That was one of the things.
That's one of the reasons why. That was one of
the things from the historical stuff I read, that the Catholic Church, why they moved to priests not being married. And I think that was like in the 1500s when that happened.
So if they...
I could be off on my dates, and I might be totally wrong. I'm just going by what I read on stuff that I've seen read, so...
So you're saying that instead of the real reason that they don't want them to be too, they want priests to have undivided attention. It's really because
the family and kids, the family and wife and stuff.
That was smart. That
they're there to be focused on the church and God and it's their parishioners.
I see. Okay. So. Interesting. So, what do you guys think of you know what? Ever since Pope Francis came on board, he's really done a lot. I think he's more impressive than many of the. Yeah.
But also, there the Catholic Church is also facing how many countries now allow gay marriage.
I know, and they're
and a majority of them are Catholic.
Yeah, and they have to kind of update themselves.
We're almost at the halfway point here in the U.S.
Yeah,
I mean Sarah Palin can see gays out of her window now.
Yeah, that's right. So you know what? It's just inevitable. Very soon, it's just an uphill battle for all people who try to ban gay marriage. It's going to be hard for them. So, okay, Ray, so what's next?
What is next? Well, you skipped over half the article, man.
Well, that's pretty much the gist of it.
Okay, our geek this week. Netflix, we're back on Netflix again, expanding 4K video content and its monthly subscription cost. So basically, if you want high-definition video from Netflix streaming, you got to pay for it.
Well, it's more like it's 4K video. It's really higher resolution than normal HD that you already have. If you want 4K, you have to pay more.
Yes, but do you have the bandwidth to support that kind of stuff?
Probably if you're in Comcast, you can probably. But if you have DSL, I don't think so.
Or AT&T, probably not.
But yeah.
For most of my Netflix watching anymore is on my Kindle, so
it doesn't really
either watch it on Kindle on my Kindle here or at lunchtime at work on my computer, so
it's all Kindle. Oh, it reminds me. I think tomorrow or Thursday. Yeah, I think Thursday I'll be I think tomorrow or Thursday, yeah. I'll be receiving my Kindle HD. 6-inch. I can only handle a 6-inch. Actually, yeah, I know this is an iPad that I'm using. I'm using an iPad, fine. But then I kind of geeky. I want something to read on, and it was you know, priced nicely.
Yeah.
And it's a nice. I think I just want to try how it is to be in the Amazon. What do you call this? Amazon ecosystem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I just want Amazon to change their stance on Amazon Prime, where you have to pay a yearly fee, and then they let you pay a monthly fee. Because I think if they let you pay a monthly fee, they would get way more subscribers.
Oh, really? You're thinking that if they do monthly...
Because right now, I can't afford to go just drop $120, whatever it is, for Amazon Prime right now at one point.
I think it's...
But if I could pay $10, $15 a month, it'd be a different story.
Yeah, I guess. Or give the both options. Why not? Give both options. Give a monthly, which is maybe a little higher.
Yeah.
Or a yearly, which is just maybe slightly lower, but still priced nice. Because I would like to be cheap too. I'm cheap in a way. Yeah. So
well, for some people, I mean, it's just like me. Right now, my finances do not allow me to just drop that kind of wad of money out of, you know, on something.
Yeah.
That like Netflix, I pay monthly for it. I get my little charge automatically to my account, and I don't ever notice it. But dropping $100 at one time, I notice it.
Wait a second. Premium action service will be raised to $8.99.
Hang on. Netflix is currently one of the few ways users can enjoy 4K content as 4K television displays are becoming increasingly common. The term 4K is the known industry name for ultra-high definition television. So not that a lot of us can afford ultra-high definition television right now. So,
yeah, I think I'm going to have my TV, my HD TV, which is probably a year or 2 years old, outdated when I got it. I'll probably replace it give me about 10 more years maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold on to this because it's still good, you know.
I still got my plasma screen sitting back there in the bedroom. So
it's still good, right? It's
still good.
Yes, so. There you go.
We're very high on 4K, and I think 4K is around to stay, said Netflix spokesman Cliff Edwards, saying that much more 4K content will be available starting in 2015. One of those things you can see the benefits, the price of Netflix Premium Action Service will be raised from $8.99 per month to $11.99 per month. It will not only allow users to enjoy 4K content, but let them access 4 shows simultaneously, which is perfect for a family who might have multiple devices. So if you want to take advantage of the 4K content, you also need to make sure that we have an internet speed of at least 25 megabits per second.
Comcast is the only one can do that.
Okay. Netflix will not be offering all of its content on UHD, according to sources close to the company. The Netflix UHD catalog is quite a bit smaller than its standard definition catalog. Only a handful of shows, including Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad in UHD?
House of Cards 2, Smurfs 2, Ghostbusters, and Ghostbusters 2 will get the treatment. Although there's likely more shows and movies will be added to the service as time goes on. So, Netflix is becoming increasingly concerned about operating costs and continues to license content from major networks like CBS and NBC in an attempt to remain competitive. Not only that, but the company also pays annual fees to companies like Comcast and Verizon. Mm-hmm. So Netflix users who have used the company's 4K offerings before will also be pleased to know that they will not magically start being charged more per month. All subscribers up to August 12th will be grandfathered into the service indefinitely. It's expected that offerings more than 4K content will be very appealing for customers who have not yet signed up to Netflix, and that the company will gain a large amount of additional subscribers because of their higher quality content.
You know, 4K is really impressive, I guess. I don't even remember me going to Best Buy looking at the 4K. Yeah. But, you know, up to when do we need to see it? To me, HD is already very clear. I mean...
Well, at some point you get diminishing returns because, like, my eyesight's bad. And I can tell the difference between standard definition and high definition. But, you know, I don't need to see every pore on every person's face on the TV screen.
Exactly. You don't want to see, the craters that, what's his name, Keith Richards has.
Yeah.
Things like that. Those are the things that you just want to see. I don't want to see the leaves or the grass leaves on the lawn and watching football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch football.
Yeah.
Is that unbelievable?
So.
All right, this one.
This is your bizarre, man.
This is my bizarre, which I got from Caesar. Thank you again. Oh, my God. He's been giving us a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Caesar.
Thank you, Caesar. He's from Chicago. Thank
pizza,
you.
Pizza.
So this man has fucked 700 cars. A few helicopters and one human woman. At least he's straight.
One human woman.
He's straight. Okay. So it's a tale as old times. Boy meets car. Boy fucks car. Boy moves on, lives life, fucks more cars. Gets confused, fucks human. Falls in love with car. Settles down, keeps a few side pieces, and fucks a helicopter here and there too, whenever he can get it. So today is on ITV's this morning. Law hosts Philip Schofield and Amanda Holden interviewed Edward Smith. The guy's name is Edward Smith. Mm-hmm. He's a 63-year-old mechaphile. Wow, what's a mechaphile? Can you look it up? What's a mechaphile? Mechaphile.
I think it means somebody that likes enjoy having carnal relations with
machines. Oh, mechaphile. So if you're having sex with a robot,
they're in fact applying for get marriage license now.
are really mecha file.
So some people are falling in love with their vacuum cleaners.
Probably. I know some people in Dallas. So a 63-year-old mechaphile living in marital bliss with a white Volkswagen Beetle named Vanilla. Really? Before he met the old ball and chain, though, he was a real wild man and claims to have made sweet, tender love to something like 700 automobiles. Somehow, in an interview last year, that number was much higher. That is weird.
Well, the older you get, the less you remember, so...
Yeah. For Smith, the mechanics of romance don't involve any penetration. Just hugging, petting, a light caress here, some whispered sweet talk there, and then, of course, he continues, the rest is just physical satisfaction, like masturbation. I guess it's the word for that.
Right,
so
into the old gas tank.
Yep. It's bad, right? It's like putting water in your gas tank. So late in the interview, Smith clarifies that deep down he knows that the object of his attraction is just a car and incapable of amorous feelings, but that doesn't keep him from loving Vanilla just the same. So the bond is so strong, in fact, that she doesn't mind when he pays an occasional visit to the nasty old hussy of a Ford pickup he also owns. Right. The hosts, bless them, do an admirable job of staying straight-faced throughout the segment. I guess I could imagine the interviewer, you know, interviewing the guy just giggling until close to the end when Smith describes a steamy night 10 years ago with a group of hot, young Ford Tauruses. Yeah, it's kind of funny that so I learned a new term today. A mechaphile. I thought it was like objectophile with objects, I think, something like that. I don't know. But no, mechaphile if it's machines. Okay. Interesting.
Like pedophile.
Like pedophiles.
Like foul.
Yeah. Anyway, so. Anyway, so I guess that's our show. What are you planning this week?
Nothing really. Nothing really. I got a bunch of stuff going on at work, so my time's pretty much eaten up with that this week.
What about next week? You're planning something on Monday? You'll be out of town? Austin or Dallas?
No, that's the week after.
Oh, the week after. Okay. So we can record on Tuesday next week.
Yeah.
Okay. So besides the thing that we're going to do this
weekend. Yeah, I was thinking about the week after, so.
Oh, okay. We have plenty of time.
Right. I think. Yeah. It's the weekend before Halloween. I won't be here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a long time. Okay. Well, we can, next week. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that. All right. So, sorry, guys.
Sorry.
We're just planning our schedule right in front of you guys. Fine. All right. So I guess that's
such a hard job.
I know. I kind of burpy right now because Ray and I just ate pizza, Meat Lovers, Queen's Meat Lover from Meat Lovers Pizza from
Daddy O's.
From Daddy O's. Got some, eat some hot wings, and so we got some bread, but didn't eat the bread.
Too many carbs, man.
Too many carbs. Okay, so that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call, leave us a comment on one of the topics or post that we did this week or any week, you're more than welcome. Leave us a voicemail at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call and leave us a voice message and we'll play it on the show if you want us to.
Yeah, just like last week with Brian.
Brian, that's right.
Yeah, and subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can also listen to the show on Bear Radio Network and also on Stitcher Radio. You can catch the web... catch us on Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Daredevil,
Catholic Church shifts. I knew I got
Catholic Church shits attitudes toward gays.
I'm gonna screw this up.